Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Thank you, Russ. Great to be here with everyone today. This is Blog Talk Radio Life Coach Radio Network's Wednesday Wisdom with Kim Ravita. And I'm coming to you from my studio outside of Boston, Massachusetts. Very excited to be here, and the goal for the show is to give you a place to learn how to live your best life in a way that is pleasing to you, to everyone involved, and as authentically as you can so that you have more joy, happiness, and satisfaction in your life. Remember, life's short, so make sure you make the most of it. Before we begin, I do want to take a moment to thank my executive producer for Life Coach Radio Networks, Russ Terry, for creating an amazing community of over 40 coaches. We have the privilege of broadcasting on three networks: Life Coach Radio Networks, where we're here today, Life Coach Chat Channel, and International Life Coach Radio. And I've had the pleasure to be a part of what I like to call Russ's movement since 2013. For more information, you can check out our website at www.lifecoachradionetworks.com. So just a little bit about coaching. It follows a certain process that allows people to tap into their inner purpose and passion and connect with their outer goals and strategies that bring about extraordinary and substantial results. Coaching helps to shift the energy often from negative to positive so that we achieve amazing results and get what we want out of our life. So before we get into our exciting topic of your money archetypes defined, I would like to give you the call-in number if you wish to join me in the conversation or to ask a question. The number to call in to speak with me is 646-716-9397. Again, that is 646-716-9397. So many of you have been following and listening to my show on the second Wednesday of each month, and you already know that this is a piggyback on the last month's episode. And a little bit about me, in case you don't know, and this is your first time listening to me on the network, I am Kim Ravita, and I am the owner and founder of Kim Ravita Coaching. I'm a lifestyle and business coach, and I work with women, but not specifically. I work with some great men, too, in business to take a customized approach to create a business that fits their lifestyle, has them seeing a monthly profit, and operating from a position of confidence so that they experience more success and less stress. By partnering with and supporting my clients, I help them make the desired changes they want to have in their business and their lives. I teach my clients that they do not have to settle for what is and that they can have the life and business of their dreams. I do many things for my clients, but some of the things that they tell me over and over again is that I help them clarify, I help them find clarity, I help them have peace of mind and empowerment so that they can let go of the guilt, crappy negative thinking, and that is their words, not mine, and excel having a life that they feel they are leading rather than being led around in. And just a little bit about my approach. It's to partner with my clients through group programs, private one-on-one coaching programs, and workshops to help them focus on solutions that bring them amazing results. And through step-by-step systems, I help them know exactly what they want, figure out exactly what action steps to take that will bring them their results. So the problem I solve really is that next step, what next? I help my clients create a win-win environment which fosters an attitude of empowerment, doing what is enjoyable, and seeing extraordinary, it would be nice if I could pronounce the word, results in rapid time. So that's just a little bit about me and how I work with my clients, so you can kind of get a picture of the background behind it all, the, you know, behind the scenes, so to speak, of coaching and how it might work. Our topic today is your money archetypes defined. And again, that's a continuation from our show last month, which was Do You Like Money? And I know I had a lot of listeners who listened after the fact, so hopefully you're on here today, and if not, hopefully you'll be able to listen to this call and piece the two together so that you have a clearer picture about how you might contribute to your own financial mess or your financial success. And really, it's about getting out of the worry, stress, and overwhelm of maybe not having enough money or not feeling you have enough money, never thinking that there is enough, always worried and concerned about where the money might come from, waiting to pay your bills even if you have your money, and holding out just in case for whatever reason that is, and we'll get into why you might do that in a little bit. But if you haven't listened to the show from last month, that's from November. It's from November. We're in November. That's from October. The show's called Do You Like Money? And if you cannot find it on our network, you can certainly email me at kim@kimravita.com, and I'll be happy to send you the link. It will also be posted to my website shortly, and you can also get it there. And my website is kimravita.com, so feel free to pop on over there, or make it easy. I can simply send it to you. So in my business, I do a great deal of work around archetypes, especially when it comes to money. And you may already know that how you do money is how you do everything. So these money archetypes of ours affect not only our relationship with money, but with many other areas of our lives. And I know I don't have to tell you that money can be a very touchy subject, so it can also affect the relationships that you have with others. And if it's an intimate relationship, a partnership, it can be rather damaging. So let me share the reason with you why I got involved with money archetypes in the first place. I was about a year and a half into operating my own business, and I had finally gotten all the pieces in place of what I needed to do. Those next steps, like I mentioned a bit ago. I knew exactly what I needed to do. I knew exactly where I was going. I knew each step in order I needed to take in order to get to where I wanted my business to go. So that was the easy part. But what I really struggled with, and many people do, not only business owners but regular people, was the cash flow. And for me, managing the day-to-day money matters and planning for growth was a challenge. I didn't know my next steps. I had no idea. So money is important, and I knew this, yet I would wait to pay my bills, and then I'd have the money. It's not that I didn't, and some people don't. So, again, this archetype, when you hear the archetypes, you might identify with them in more than one way. So I'd wait to pay my bills, and then I'd look at the calendar and say, oh, my gosh, that bill is due, oh, my gosh. And I pay online, so fortunately I didn't have to put it in an envelope and send it and be late. But there were many days where, like, the cutoff was noon and I was racing at 11:58 a.m. to get the payment in so I wouldn't get a charge. So I would rush and I would create a great deal of stress for myself. Or if I paid, or I'd pay a bill in full because I didn't want to incur any interest fees. And then I'd end up strapping myself thin for the rest of the month. So I didn't understand how to leverage what I had. I didn't understand how to leverage the time. I didn't understand any of that. And I was struggling. And so I was scrimping and I was scrounging around, doing things myself that I really wasn't even capable of doing. I tried to build my own website when I first started, and that was quite interesting because it wasn't doing what I wanted it to do. I knew what I wanted it to do. I didn't have the skills to be able to do so, and I could have outsourced that and given that over to somebody, but I was so afraid of spending money that I ended up spending and wasting a lot of time where I could have been putting it into other areas of my life. So that brought me a lot of frustration, lost me a lot of time, and I had a lot of tears over it because I wanted to save money. So those are just a couple of my examples. And I knew that money was a piece that I really didn't have a good grip on. And I wanted to have a solid grip because I knew that if I had that piece, remember now I had the experience of having all the other pieces in place and felt really good about that, and I had struggled with those areas too. I'm not going to say that I didn't. I did. But I knew that those areas were in place. They were rolling. I felt good about them. I was getting results. So this money piece was lost on me. And so I decided to go out and learn about, you know, how to manage money, what does a business owner do differently than just a regular person, you know, because I had been managing my money for a long time. Not always great, I'll be honest with you with that. And I read numerous books on money management, and I did pretty well for the most part, but there were those times that I'd slid back into my old behaviors of waiting to pay the bill, even though I had the money. When the bill came in, I could have paid the bill easily. But so I slid back into those habits, those negative habits, if you will, those bad habits. I don't necessarily like to say bad, but they weren't moving me forward, and it cost me, and it cost me dearly. And notice the word I used. It cost. There's a cost for everything. And sometimes we're okay with the cost. In terms of when you first start your business, you do have more time than money, so you would use your time, not necessarily your money. But if you're doing something that is using your time but costing you, maybe the benefit of, you know, you're doing your website and not going out and talking to people to bring in work, bring in clients, meet people. So we all have a cost. All of our actions have a cost associated with it. So armed with this knowledge that I knew I needed to get a handle on this money piece, I got an email from a mentor of mine, Kendall Summerhawk, and she was offering a Sacred Money Archetype course. And I didn't really read the whole thing. I just said, oh, my God, this is what I need. And I knew just by seeing it that I knew that's what I needed. And so I jumped on board, and I said, if I can only get a handle on my money, everything will be solved. So I embarked on this course, and it ended up being amazing in so many ways, because not only was it a course, it was also a certification. And so now not only do I have my own secret tool, but I had a secret tool to be able to teach others. And so I'm licensed to be able to do this amazing work and blend it into my work and my experience, my expertise. And so talk about getting more than what you asked for. So if I had looked at the price of the course and said, oh, no, that's too much, I don't want to spend that, or that cost is too high, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be making money like I am today. And so I would have in the past perhaps done that, and my archetype would have held me back, and I'll share a little bit more as we go on. So that's how I began working with the archetypes. And so now I use my archetype system together with other amazing systems. I use it with the Energy Leadership Index with my clients. And then they not only understand why they do things, they know how to make lasting changes. They understand how their energy affects their drivers, patterns, beliefs, and the actions they take in such a unique way to them that it's easier for them to make the desired changes that they want. So that's just a little bit of a background about the archetypes, why I started working with them, where they came from, and moving forward, everything I do, I recognize when my archetypes are pulling me forward, and I recognize when they're pulling me back, and my clients do as well. And so it just eliminates a lot of stress. And not only that, but I also had my husband take the archetype assessment, and quite interestingly, we were opposite. And that is not necessarily a bad thing, because I see his point of view and I present my point of view, and then we end up pretty much balanced. Now, that's not to say that if we weren't the same, if we were the same, we would be balanced or we wouldn't be balanced. It all is a perception of where you're coming from, and when you understand your archetypes, and I'll go over what they are very shortly, it's so much easier to be able to create that nice win-win, that nice peaceful feeling, the flow of money coming in, going out, because that's what it's supposed to do, right? It's supposed to come in and it's supposed to go out. Some people like it to come in and don't like it to go out, and that causes a lot of stress. And some people like it to go out, way more than coming in, and that can cause a lot of stress. So when it's not equal, or, and I never generally like to use the word balance because there really isn't ever a strict balance on either side. There is a little bit of a give and a take. It's sort of a flow. I'm not even going to say it's sort of. It is a flow. It's a give and it's a take. It's an in and it's an out. And that's where you create the harmony, which is a great word to use, of the feeling of empowerment of yourself, of your archetypes working to your benefit, to moving you forward, to helping you in whatever area of your life, your business, your personal, doesn't matter, right? Money. I don't think there's ever a day that I've had that money isn't involved some way, shape, or form. A bill comes in, a check comes in. You go online and they're, you know, offering shoes at, I don't know, Clark's, and money is always in our faces. And sometimes it's, you know, people feel good about it, and sometimes people don't feel good about it. When we feel negative about it or tight about it, that we get ourselves into some troubles, and our thought patterns and our, you know, our ways of being challenge that. So what is an archetype, and how does it help us or hinder us? An archetype is a model, pattern, habit, a driver. And we each have archetypes, and they make up our blueprint, our way of doing things. And some of us have healthy and productive ways of doing things, and we also have unhealthy and unproductive ways of doing things. When it comes to money, the unhealthy and unproductive get in the way. We can become upset, angry, frustrated, experience anxiety, and we can sometimes shut down and get into a place where we get stuck. Our money archetypes, and again, I'll share with you the 8 that I work with, hold us back when they are not firing on all cylinders and are creating challenges. So when they're not firing on all cylinders, they are creating challenges. And when they are operating optimally, they are our gifts. We get things done easier. Things feel simpler. We don't procrastinate or put things off. We take quick action. We see great results. We're decisive. And we end up moving faster and even better than we maybe have in the past. So when I first learned my archetypes, I thought, oh my gosh, yes, it's me. It's absolutely me. And I think, you know, for the most part, especially women, maybe not so much men, but we like to take those quizzes in the magazines. Oprah sometimes has them, and various other magazines has them. And it's interesting. We're curious. You know, we love to learn about ourselves. There's a lot of other assessments out there, the Myers-Briggs, the personality, the DISC, my energy leadership. People are excited when they hear about the levels of energy and how they can change that and work with them. They're excited. They want to know more. We always want to know more about ourselves. So it's very exciting. But it also can be very sombering, too. But that's the beauty, right? When we really know and we don't have to hide out, we can then begin to take steps and move ourselves forward. So the best part, though, is that I would learn how to overcome my challenges with my gifts to get out of my stress, frustration, and overwhelm, not to mention anger about my money habits. And my clients, too, have reaped the benefits of understanding their archetypes and putting them to use in their lives and in their business. It's been a relief not only to myself but to my clients when they finally get why they get in their own way, and now they have a strategy to get out of it. So let's get started. Let me share with you what the 8 archetypes are. And they're in alphabetical order, but it doesn't matter what order they are. I just thought it was easier to alphabetize it. The first one is accumulator, and that is pretty much very much like it sounds. And I will explain shortly exactly what each mean. The next one is alchemist, celebrity, connector, maverick, nurturer, romantic, and the 8th is ruler. And again, each has gifts and challenges, and no one archetype is any better than the others. What happens when they conflict is that we don't necessarily make the most powerful money choices and can feel frustrated, angry, and stuck. And I know I've shared in the past that how you do one thing is how you do everything, and how you do money is how you do everything. So not only can our archetypes in terms of our money archetypes help us with our money, but they can also help us with our lives and moving ourselves forward. So not only do I use them in my business and with my business clients, but I also use them in with my lifestyle clients, people who just want to have I have a client who just said, I just want to be happy. And I started to notice that patterns were coming up and asked if we could do the assessment, and he said yes, and he did, and it was interesting because he now learned that one way he was doing something that was making him unhappy was carrying over into other areas of his life. So it's very eye-opening for people to see their archetypes and say, oh my gosh, yes, and I do this in other areas of my life that I'm feeling stressed and frustrated and want to change. So, you know, when we're in alignment, we create powerful money choices. We can eliminate that feeling of frustration, anger, and being stuck. And so to give you an idea, and you can relate to them or not, you know, it's up to you. If you don't relate to them and you have a strong reaction, more than likely that is an archetype that you are. And it's okay to feel that. That's that awareness. And once you have the awareness, again, you can just move forward simply and easily and have more peace of mind. So a few gifts of the accumulator are accumulators can save money easily. They can create financial independence. It's easy to be financially responsible for an accumulator. And the challenges are they can be compulsive and obsessive about money. They can be too frugal and not spend money on things that they need or wait to pay their bills at the last minute. They might even put off going to the doctor and having work done for their health because they don't want to spend the money. They don't want to pay the copay. They don't want to buy the medicine. They don't want to spend. If they operate a business, they might not invest in the support and help they need to be successful. And the accumulator can feel fear, guilt, or doubt about investing. So the accumulator may overthink purchases and insist on buying only on sale or using what will quote-unquote do, which can often lead to being in limbo. Because if you're using something that will do, not that that's a bad thing, I'm not saying it is, but is it hindering or holding you back? And in the example of a business owner, if you have an old computer because you don't want to spend to get a new computer, but it's slow or it freezes up and it impedes your forward business movement, is that necessarily something that is helping you or hindering you? And so words the accumulator usually won't relate to a luxury, rich, and indulge. And so you may have already guessed that I'm an accumulator because I happened to mention at the beginning that I waited to pay my bills until the last minute. And again, it wasn't that I didn't have the money or that I wasn't going to pay them. I certainly was. I just don't like giving it up. So if you are somebody who is like that, you don't like giving up, you want to hold on to it for as long as you can, you love to take it, you love to save, you like to bring it in, but don't necessarily like to give it out, that's where the challenge comes in, because that's obsessive and compulsive, and that also means there's a lack of trust, perhaps in you, trust that there may not be more coming in. And when we talked about the flow in and out, creating that evenness of balance, if you will, that's going to stop that. So there's going to be a lot of fear, a lot of frustration, a lot of aggravation, a lot of tears, and I can attest to that because I had a lot of tears early on in my business. And now if the accumulator shows up, and it does, I'm not going to say it doesn't, it's my archetype, I say to myself, okay, how can I use my gift of saving money easily, creating financial independence, and being financially responsible to make forward movement or to make a decision? And then I can usually come up with an answer, because when you ask a question, it is always, the answer is always given. Now, next archetype is alchemist. Alchemists are great at creating ideas and seeing possibilities. They're great at empowering others to believe in themselves. Their challenges are, though, they struggle to create practical money goals and habits and can rely on others for financial support. They often feel insecure about their ability to create income. They never seem to have enough money to support the causes that are important to them. And words that don't ring true to them are trust, increase, and invest. And the alchemist struggles with money and can often be supported by someone other than themselves, which in essence is giving their power away. And if they're being supported by someone other than themselves, they might feel the pressure to do more than they're really capable of doing. They may feel insecure about themselves, not only their ability to create income, but again, how you do one thing is how you do everything, but they might feel insecure about themselves. So they will perpetuate that situation of being taken care of somebody other than themselves. And the alchemists tend to be very idealistic and not necessarily realistic. And not that that is a bad thing. If it's driving you, however, to not take action, to not stand up, to, if you're a business owner and you are not going out and actually getting clients to bring money in or making presentations, meeting people, but are constantly creating something on your computer or always behind your computer or at your desk, then perhaps the alchemist is getting in your way in a negative way rather than in a positive way, and that's adding perhaps to the financial mess and not the financial success. Yet, if we looked at empowering, they're great at empowering others to believe in themselves, then if they could empower themselves to believe in themselves, imagine the work that they would be able to do. Imagine the results they would be able to get. And our next archetype is celebrity. That sounds like a fun one, right? And the celebrity's gifts are they love to stand out and impress people. They find it easy to get clients. They have no problem sharing what they do and get people to believe in them. Their challenges are, as you can probably imagine, overspending and compulsive spending, leading to creating a lot of debt. They have a hard time saving money. And they, if you ask them what their budget is, they look at you and say, well, what budget? Because they usually don't have one. And words they don't relate to are tracking, reality, and balance. So imagine for a moment that your top two archetypes are accumulator and celebrity. One is a saver and one is a spender. So what do you think might happen? Well, what happens is there's a lot of inner and sometimes outer conflict or turmoil when they're not in alignment. So if the accumulator is wanting to save and the celebrity is wanting to spend, you can see how that can create a little bit of a disconnect. You might also have different money goals that won't align and will cause numerous issues for you. And if we talk in terms of partnership, whether it be a marriage or any other type of partnership, a working partnership, and if you're an accumulator and your partner is a celebrity, unless you have really clear laid out goals and understanding, then one's going to want to spend, one's going to want to save, and you're not going to understand each other's behaviors. And that's going to cause a lot of stress, frustration, and overwhelm, and it could impede the growth of the relationship, whether it's business or personal. So it's just to give you a little idea of how they work in conjunction, because if they're flowing, you have the celebrity, you have the accumulator. Okay, great. What do you think we need? Well, I think we need to have X, Y, Z. Okay, great. This is what it's going to cost. Okay, great. And then you just drill down into what might be the benefit to both of you. Do we need to have brand new desks? Do we need to have big digs on Fifth Avenue in New York? Can we work in our homes? So you can see how it can help, and you can see how it can hinder. And so that was, we talked about the accumulator, the alchemist, and the celebrity. And number four is connector. And this is very much like you're probably thinking. Excuse me. They connect easily with others and can generate great income. They care about others and they want to help. They're very optimistic and always have faith. Now the challenges, excuse me, for the connector are they lack financial independence and can feel overwhelmed with basic financial details. And they're very happy to give others control over the money because they'd be happy if they didn't have to deal with it in the first place. The words that connectors don't necessarily relate to are strategy, detail, and abundance. And abundant in terms of money, maybe not necessarily abundant in terms of people that they know, the connections that they have. They may be very good networkers. They can create, like I said, a lot of money because they're connecting. People are drawn to them. People like them. People get to know them. People trust them. And so if you're thinking, oh, my goodness, I felt like I was an alchemist, and now I feel like I'm a connector. And you're probably thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm in trouble. And you would be right, because both of them, when they're with their challenges, not necessarily their gifts, but their challenges, both of them would rather have to not deal with money. And they both have bigger visions that include other people. But just imagine if you were to use that bigger vision and then create strategies that overruled your challenges so that they were no longer your challenges. You'd be up to some really amazing things in the world for yourself, your family, and those around you. And maybe even those who don't even know you yet. So it's quite interesting, isn't it, how they work in conjunction together and how they don't. So when I do an archetype assessment, and what we do is we take the top three archetypes and we look at those and we see, okay, how do they work to your advantage and how do they work to your disadvantage? And what sometimes happens is your natural tendencies show up. So the natural tendencies to look at the bank book balance and say, oh, I have a lot of money. This is great. I can go spend that. Or I have a lot of money. This is great. I need to save that. I need to move that into savings. So this I can go spend it could be the celebrity. That I want to save it could be the accumulator. And so knowing your archetypes, when you sit down to do your money or you have anything to do with money, you now have that leg up, that big step, that big knowledge, and can create a strategy, steps that you will take. You might plan to do your bookkeeping every Friday. You might plan to do it every Monday. You might do it twice a month, whatever it happens to be, to get into a rhythm so the archetypes work together. And you notice when they're out of alignment because you begin to work with them and see how they keep you moving forward or holding you back. So I just want to take a pause for a moment and share with you that Wednesday Wisdom with Kim Revita, your Money Archetypes Defined podcast, is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. And they have more than 150,000 titles to choose from. And you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing me on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you can get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service, a one-month free trial of the service. And there's two books I'd like to recommend to you today that relates to our topic that you can get on Audible. And remember, if you sign up, you can get a free book and a free month's trial. The first book is The Million Dollar Mindset, How to Harness Your Internal Force to Live the Life You Deserve. Just as our archetypes drive our behaviors, so do our thoughts. Using your archetypes to create positive thoughts will help you create more positive drivers and actions. The Million Dollar Mindset, written and narrated by James Arthur Ray, will help you see that no matter where you currently are in your life, you know you deserve and want more. The only way to get more is to do something differently. Get started today. So again, that book was The Million Dollar Mindset, How to Harness Your Internal Force to Live the Life You Deserve. And that's written and narrated by James Arthur Ray. And another great book that I want to share with you is Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Mastering the Game of Wealth. And this one is written and narrated by T. Harv Eker. And T. Harv Eker talks about identifying your money and success blueprint. This blueprint determines our financial life. If your money blueprint is not set for a high level of success, you'll never have a lot of money. And if you somehow do, you'll most likely lose it. The good news is that now you can actually reset your money blueprint to create natural and automatic success. So just like your money archetypes, you will define how your relationship with money, define how your relationship is with money, and your blueprint will help you too. So if you get that book and learn about your money archetypes, it sounds like you'll be really on the road to great financial success. And just as a reminder, you can get both of these at audibletrial.com, but you can get one free at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. So we talked about the accumulator, the alchemist, celebrity, and connector. And our next archetype, and I am curious to, I'm thinking that maybe some of you out there are thinking, oh, yeah, I want to talk about this one, is the maverick. And the maverick is very much like it's suggesting. The maverick loves to take risks, and they're not afraid. They love paying attention to their numbers and their financial details. They structure deals and handle financial complexity easily and thrive on it, and they rarely give their services or themselves away for free. And those are some of the gifts that the archetype, the maverick has. And so they're pretty exciting. Unless you're an accumulator, right? Because when I read that, I think, I don't know if I love paying attention to my numbers and my financial details. Absolutely. So I'm in alignment with that. I'm not sure about the financial complexity. I want it to be simple. I want it to be easy. But can you imagine if you were an accumulator partnered with a maverick? There can be some really great balance between the two of them. The challenges, though, to the maverick are they're willing to gamble with financial security. Accumulators aren't going to like that, right? They're attracted to get-rich opportunities and may not take the time to fully understand what they are getting into. And they do not like the safe or tried-and-true way that seems to be boring to them. And words like safe, limit, and beware are unfamiliar to the maverick, because they don't think of themselves in that way. So, again, I like to compare the accumulator with the maverick because they do appear to be at opposite ends of the spectrum, yet the one thing they have in common are they love to pay attention to the numbers. So if you are a maverick and accumulator together, if those are one of your top two or two of your top two, then you may feel a lot of balance. Until something brings up the fact that maybe it's handling financial complexity, or it's a deal that has lots of moving pieces. The accumulator might come in and say, no, I want it to be simple, I want it to be easy. But you can strike that nice balance between the two to create ease and flow. So the accumulator can be something that can hold you back. The maverick can be something that moves you forward, but so far forward that you might feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not ready for this. So finding a spot in the middle can give you great support, great resources, great vision, great results. So The accumulator will always have money to pay the bills, and the maverick will make sure that not only do they have the money to pay the bills, but they will have way more than just what they need to get by. So that's where the maverick, sometimes I work with clients and they say, oh, I need to add in more maverick trait. And they may not even have it. It may not even be a very high number when their results come back in. But you can use the different archetypes. Now, granted, we do have natural tendencies. So the natural tendencies will want to override. And so the best way to go ahead and do that is create a strategy. Okay, I want to be able to structure deals, handle financial complexity and complex deals. Okay, great. What might you need to learn? You might need to take a course. You might need to find a mentor. You might need to create a structure for yourself, something that you follow step by step. Because in order to make change, we can't keep doing the same thing that we've always been doing. We can't fall back on our patterns that we just allow to happen. You know, think about brushing your teeth, and you hurt your hand, and you're righty, and now you have to brush your teeth with your left hand. What happens? Well, you give way more thought to brushing your teeth. Right? It might take you a little bit longer because your brain has to kick in and it has to move, unless you're ambidextrous, it has to move in a new way because it's not used to doing that. Now, you could brush your teeth with your right hand and probably talk on the cell phone. I say that because I know some people do. You could probably brush your teeth and put on your eyeliner or wash your face. I say that because I know some people do. So, put the toothbrush in the left hand, and now what happens? So in order to make change, awareness needs to be present. We need to be conscious, learning the archetypes that will override your natural tendencies to sabotage yourself. I'm not talking about the natural tendencies that move you forward and that help have you be successful, but the ones that hold you back. So our next archetype, and some of you women out there are probably excited to hear what this one is about, is nurturer. And the nurturer is exactly as it sounds. The nurturer nurtures. The nurturer gifts are they're very generous and loyal. They give amazing value, and they have good money habits. The challenges are they are quick to jump in and rescue others financially and in other ways, such as giving their time and or services away for free. They don't like to or want to set boundaries and can easily be taken advantage of. And once that happens, they can then feel a lot of resentment. And one of the big things, one of the big challenges to the nurturer is they can often put themselves last. So their self-worth is tied to being there for others. And words that the nurturer aren't really keen on are accumulate, speak up, and boundary. Not that some men aren't, because they are, but women are really good at being nurturers. But the one person they often forget to take care of is who? It's themselves. And it's interesting, because women are such great caregivers. They are great caregivers to their children, to other people's children, to their parents, their in-laws, friends, extended family, coworkers, sometimes strangers. Yet they don't tend to be caregivers to themselves and necessarily put themselves first. Putting themselves first feels very uncomfortable for a nurturer. And when it comes to money, nurturers often give their last dollar to somebody in need rather than using it to take care of themselves. And an example is there was a woman, and she loved her child. She had one child. She loved him so much that she almost put herself in bankruptcy because she was paying his rent and utilities and buying his groceries and making his car payments because he wasn't working. And when all was said and done, they almost both ended up homeless because she had been paying her bills, and she almost lost her home, and she had a business. And in that business, instead of making money, she ended up giving a lot of her services away for free. So if you're thinking, I might be a nurturer and I also might be a connector for my top archetypes, more than likely you don't pay attention to your money the way you need to. And so you might struggle with making money and keeping money. And you might find yourself quite regularly in a heap of financial debt or even trouble. By taking the time to nurture yourself and being financially independent, you'll avoid a lot of financial struggles that your archetype can bring on. And if we're talking in terms of how we do one thing, how we do money, is how we do everything, if you are that type of person who owns a business and gives your services away, then in your personal life, more than likely, you give yourself away. You give your time away. You give your stuff away. If there's, somebody who's in need, you're going to give whatever they need to them. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Absolutely not. However, what I'm saying is when you don't pay attention to yourself and you don't nurture yourself, especially when it comes to money, you can't take care of yourself, and when you can't take care of yourself, then how can you take care of another person? And I've probably said this in every single blog talk, radio, life coach, chat channel show that I have participated in. So if you've followed me in other shows, you have heard me say, when you get on an airplane and they go through the safety precautions, what is the thing that they tell you when the oxygen masks drop down? To put the mask on yourself, and then assist the person beside you. Because if you pass out from lack of oxygen, you simply cannot help the person beside you. So some people think it's an oxymoron. You got to take care of yourself in order to help others. And when it comes to money, you got to take care of yourself in order to help others. So if you're somebody who loves to give to charity, absolutely fabulous, and I want to go against that value, but are you giving to yourself first? So the nurturer can create quite a lot, right? You're probably thinking, oh, brother, oh, my goodness gracious. And it's not, again, it's not a bad trait. It's when it gets out of whack. It's when you're putting everybody ahead of you. It's when you're needing to go out and network and a colleague calls you up and says, oh, my gosh, can you run through my programs with me? I just want to make sure that the pricing is okay. Oh, okay, yep, sure. I got 15 minutes, and you look at the clock, and 45 has gone by. So it's things like that. It's the boundaries. It's saying, okay, yes, I can do X and be very specific about X. It's putting yourself first, which can be that challenge. So our next archetype is romantic, and that sounds pretty fun. The gifts for the romantic are they love to have fun. They love to find pleasure. They always believe there will be more and are very generous with others. Now, their challenges are kind of like the celebrity in that they love to spend money. They will ignore or avoid anything to do with finances, even if they know it would benefit them, and they shrug off setting money habits or taking action by telling themselves that they aren't good with money. Words they don't like are responsible, plan, and save. Now, you may have seen a little bit of some of the other archetypes in that romantic, and that is true. If you have romantic and celebrity as top archetypes, you may struggle with having enough money, and you can also find your credit card bills higher than you can comfortably afford to pay. So having a romantic celebrity as the top two or one of your top three can create together, they can create a lot of financial struggle. And you probably notice with the romantic, they necessarily want to avoid having anything to do with finances. So if it's romantic connector, that can be a one, too. But, again, the upside is once you realize what it is you do, as in not pay attention to your money, you can then put in steps to pay attention to your money. You could hire a bookkeeper and have them pay attention to it, and then you could have a money meeting with them. You could hire somebody to come in and sit with you. You could have an accountability person, a coach, a friend, a colleague. You can create little things that will help you move from your position of challenges into the position of gifts. And our last, but certainly not least, archetype, it's just our last in the alphabet, is ruler. And the ruler gifts are, they love to create things. They are innovative. They want to go out and change the world. They're very optimistic, and they are leaders easily, and people like to follow them. Now, the challenges for the ruler, though, are they never feel that there is enough money, and they don't usually enjoy life in the moment. And their business or work usually dominates their time and attention. Inwardly, they're driven by fear. Rulers don't usually like words like leisure, generous, and rich. The ruler feels safe and protected from danger by accumulating financial resources. So ruler and accumulator, you can see, can be driven by amassing money. So these are challenging archetypes, perhaps, you might be thinking, because they won't want to spend, and they'll want to save, save, save. And if they're not spending, they may be creating a lot of stress and frustration for themselves and those around them. And that very well could be true. And if you think about that, I don't know if anyone has watched the show Hoarders on TV. If you've ever watched that, I'm not going to touch that with the 10-foot pole because that's a whole other issue, but that can be what can happen with a ruler and an accumulator. They're just going to keep hoarding their money and not necessarily wanting to spend it. And a lot of men can be rulers in their careers because they're always feeling like there's not enough. They want to protect their family. They want to take care of their family. And so work sometimes will dominate their time and their attention. And if they own a business, the same thing. And creating a little bit of a balance with maybe sitting down with a financial advisor and saying, okay, you know, what do I need to retire so that I know that I have enough money, because again, ruler doesn't feel like there's ever enough money to be able to enjoy, or maybe saying, you know, every Saturday morning without fail, unless there is a true emergency, I will spend the morning playing with my kids or being with my wife or my husband or spouse or partner, you know, whatever it is. So doing things, saying you're going to do something and actually taking action. Because a lot of us say, oh, I want to, I'm going to, and then we don't. And if we're telling ourselves we want to or going to and then don't, it's a lot of negativity. It creates a lot of stress, a lot of inner turmoil, because we're letting ourselves down. And if you're telling another person that you're going to do something, you're letting them down in addition. So in terms of how you do one thing is how you do everything, the archetypes can be used for both personal and professional, and in your home life, in your work life, moving you forward and eliminating that stagnant energy. Because whenever we tip the scales of balance in terms of money in, money out, or that flow, we create a lot of stagnant energy. Energy that is either too high or too low. And when it comes to our money and our relationship with money, we want to have a flow of ins and outs, right? The money comes in, the money goes out. It's just, it's evolution. It's what happens. And if you think of, you know, think of infinity, you know, it just continues on. Now, if you put a line down the center, what happens? You're coming up against something. You're coming up against resistance. So when resistance comes up for you and you feel struggle, that's your tip-off that, okay, wait a minute, something's happening here. I'm in resistance, and why am I in resistance, and how can I get more into the flow? So our archetypes, when they are in alignment with each other, create that flow for us, and when they're not, we're in struggle, we're in frustration, we can get angry. The anger can lead to a complete standstill. And while I wish I had more time to go into the flow of energy deeper and the energy level assessment I mentioned earlier, I won't be able to, just in essence of time, because the archetypes took up a great deal of our show today, and I wanted to make sure that I was clear and gave you as much information as I could. But I want to leave you with the fact that we are all made up of energy, and how that energy is distributed through us daily can be what makes or breaks us. It can have us taking action or getting and staying stuck in our tracks. So because I love having people understand their money archetypes, and I was only able to give you a little overview of it, I hope that I have given you enough information to maybe pique your interest into what might be your own personal money archetypes. And so I'm happy to offer to my listeners a complimentary money archetype assessment and a short follow-up phone session to review your personal archetypes. If you are interested, simply email me at kim@kimravita with the subject line of money archetypes, and I will be in touch with you as to our next steps. And because I know that many of you will be listening to the show in the future, this offer will be good as long as I have space and time in my schedule. And just because it's coming to the end of the year, a lot of people do decide that they to start the new year, you know, yeah, I want to know. So whenever I do make this offer, the spots fill up fast. So if you are interested, again, email me at kim@kimravita.com, kimravida.com, with the subject line of money archetypes. And so before I leave you, I want to take a moment to share with you a few upcoming shows on our network over on Life Coach Chat Channel. Tonight at 7:30 Eastern, we have Marvin Gulley's I Am series. His topic is I Am, what to say when you talk to yourself. He'll be talking about some topics from the book of What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. And this is interesting, piggybacking up on this show here, because a lot of stuff is going on in our heads. We're constantly talking to ourselves, especially when it comes to money. So if you can, tune in. That's 7:30 this evening. And on our station here at Life Coach Radio Networks, we have Walk Your Talk with Leanne Parsons tomorrow, Thursday, November 13th at noon. And Leanne always has insightful topics. So both of these shows will be amazing. Make sure you tune in. And so we have come to an end of our Wednesday Wisdom with Kim Ravita. I hope you will give some thought to what you learned today, and maybe pay a little attention to the way you do things, especially with your money. Remember, your archetypes can be involved with your financial mess, but also your financial success. And once you have an awareness on how they are affecting you negatively and leading to that mess, it's much easier to create the financial success you want. Our natural tendencies and those archetypes can help or hinder us. So use what you have learned here to go forth and prosper in all areas of your life. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Please feel free to share with me at kim@kimravita.com any ahas or thoughts you have. You can also catch me next week, Tuesday, November 18th, on Life Coach Chat Channel with Connie Rogers and Danica Trebo. And don't forget, I will see you next month on the second Wednesday of December. That's December 10th. And if you'd like to suggest a topic for Wednesday Wisdom with Kim Ravita, please send me an email, same email address, kim@kimravita.com, and the subject line of topic suggestion. You can find me at my website at www.kimravita.com. Connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/kimravitacoaching. And remember, how you do money is how you do everything. This is Kim Ravita for Blog Talk Radio, Life Coach Radio Networks. I'll see you next month.